All right. Welcome to Out of the Box episode 5. Awesome. I'm so excited for this episode because I have another person that's going to bless us. My daughter, amen, Stephanie Damasceno.
Damasceno.
How you say it? I said it right before.
Damasceno.
There you go. Awesome. Amazing worshiper. And I can't wait to share what she has for us today. Amen. So, hey, I'm just going to wait a few minutes for everybody to tune in. Amen. Don't forget to share this important life-changing episode. It's going to be a blessing for your life. Listen. Trust me. Call somebody. Tag somebody. Share what's happening right now. We have 30 minutes to give you a life-changing testimony and word. This is what Out of the Box is all about. It's going to be awesome, epic. I just know that God is going to minister to your life. Amen. So I just want to give time to those who are logging in. Amen. To log in. Amen. Stephanie, say something.
I'm excited. I'm ready for this podcast.
You ready? All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a live stream podcast. Amen. Yeah. We had Pastor Brandon the other day, my son as well, and it was amazing. Now we have my daughter, an amazing woman of God and also a worshiper for the kingdom of God. Amen. And I know that God is doing something amazing in her life, but it looks pretty. It looks like everything is good and amazing. But let me tell you, there was a process to get to where she's at right now. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
This is why I felt in the spirit to name this episode Above All. Above All. What am I saying with that? Above all the things that she has gone through, God continues to be faithful.
Yes.
And God has blessed her beyond her understanding or whatever she thought was going to happen. God just flipped it and turned it around for the glory of his name. Amen. So amen. I have some amazing questions, amen, that I want to share.
I'm ready.
Like I tell everybody, be transparent. Let God use you. Amen. Yeah. You know, organic, because we want people to really relate and understand that, you know, we serve a God that this is a journey, that it's not always perfect. It's not always like it's all good. We have trials and tribulation, like the Bible says, but we will overcome all of those trials and tribulation if we stay faithful to God and we serve him with all our heart and just surrender to him, and God will lead us in the path, in the correct path that we need to take. Amen.
Amen.
So above all, one of the things that I was thinking about when I was going to speak to you about this stuff, and I wanted to share, because I know your story. You lived in my home. We raised you.
Yep.
Amen. We know the good, the ugly, the powerful, the lows, the high. We know it all.
Sure.
We've seen it all. And we are, before we even start with these questions, I want to say that I am so proud of everything you have done and how you are and how much you love God. It is an honor for parents to have children that love God, not because their parents are believers, but because they had their own encounter with the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Amen. It wasn't forced. You guys found God and you embraced it. And this is why God is just blessing you guys so much. Amen. So we honor you and we bless you. We're so, if there's any gifts you can give a parent, is to love God with all your heart. Amen. And don't lean to your own understanding. But as I have here, as a teen, it wasn't easy because the enemy for your life was looking for ways to destroy what we're seeing now.
Oh, 100%.
I feel that all of the process and journeys you went through and the ups and downs was to lead you to where you are now. It wasn't easy. It was hard. But I know that for the enemy wanted to destroy your purpose, your destiny, your future.
Yeah.
But you're still standing.
Amen.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Because as a teen, I know there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, because as a teenager, you tend to want to kind of explore the outside world. And although I was raised in a Christian home, I still wanted to do my own thing. That's a mentality of a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And going into the world and experiencing the things that I experiencing and being around people that I shouldn't have been around, it definitely was a wake-up call for me. And I just remember the one time that God spoke to me in the midst of it all through that trial that I was going through that season that I was going through. And it kind of just said, he just woke me up and said, this is not the lifestyle that you should be living right now. And it's not like you know, I've seen how you and mom were and how you guys raised us, but it was just out of like my flesh, out of just me wanting to be part of the popular kids and explore. It was just not the lifestyle for me, but here I am.
It was crazy because in that season of your teen years, I remember that we were in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And then an incident happened and Pastor John, praise the Lord for Pastor John, was picking us up from the airport. But in Puerto Rico, your mom already knew.
Discerned
that something was off with you. And we had no idea. She didn't have an idea. But God was, you know, revealing that something wasn't right.
I always say that God is a bonchinchero.
Gossiper.
He's a gossiper because right there, mom knew and felt everything without like knowing what was happening in Florida. She felt everything. And the minute I got a call from her, I'm like,
no way.
I was like, I know the Lord has spoken to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pastor John was like warning us, hey, this happened, whatever, whatever. And she was like, I knew it.
Yeah. I knew it.
And it's beautiful to have parents that pray for their children, because the only reason that was able to occur for us to get a heads up and know that we were going to battle some stuff, you know, and be pre-prepared was because we pray and fast and we pray over our children. Mm-hmm. Although we are on vacation or far away, we cover them and God reveals. We still serve a living God that reveals. Mm-hmm. Amen. And speaks to us. Amen. And he was able to actually also give us peace that you were okay. Yeah. But there were some changes that need to happen.
Well, that's what I needed. God speaks to everybody in different ways. And for that season, that was my way that God spoke to me.
It was like a big shift.
A huge shift that day. That was the day that, you know, everything, my life just did a whole 360. Wow. So I feel like there's just ways that God speaks to people individually where they will understand themselves. And that was my time. That was my time where I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. I cannot be living like this. I need to set my life straight. And that's when I even asked my mom, I need to go to the youth camp, because there was a youth camp that next month, because I wanted to get situated with my life.
That's crazy, because also I remember that your mom came like ready, man. She was like, changing some stuff up. You know, sometimes, you know, I don't know if you were upset about it, but sometimes you got to go in that room.
Oh,
and
she did.
Shift and change some stuff.
Yeah.
And look around, what is attacking your children? What is attacking your home? And do some radical changes, whether they like it or not. And I remember she came and she went to Home Depot and she started taking stuff.
Painting everything.
Whatever was dark, she put it bright.
Well, because my room was, at that moment, it was black and gray. Huh. And everyone that came to visit my room would sign their name on my wall. And I'll never forget that in the middle of the night, my mom woke up at like 3 a.m. to come to my room and pray for me. And she says she's seen like all the names out of that wall, coming out of that wall and surrounding me with like a gray cloud, some heaviness in that room. Wow. So, yes, she as a mom did what she needed to do to as her part. To kind of liven up the atmosphere in my room.
Wow.
So even though at that moment I didn't understand, now I understand that that's what I truly needed. I may have been upset, you know, as teenagers we get angry, we don't get why our parents are doing certain things, but that was the moment that I needed that the most. And it was like a whole atmosphere shift in my room.
Wow.
When she did that.
That's powerful, you know, the power of change.
Yeah.
And attacking head on whatever is hindering your walk. And I know, you know, moving on from that, from a teenager, you got married, you went through a separation, and you became a single mom.
Yes.
We went through that season with you. And I want to touch this because sometimes no one wants to talk about this, but it wasn't an easy season for you. And it was difficult. And we witnessed everything you went through, and the lows, the high, the pain, the suffering. It was not something that you designed or you created or you wanted, but it happened and God allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
And you went into a place, you know, of isolation for a minute. You were down and out, all that stuff. But at the same time, you were fighting to come above that water, above the waters, above whatever was drowning you. How difficult was that season for a single mom that's listening and think that they're the only one going through that? Yeah. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
It was really hard for me because I didn't want to express to you guys at that time what I was going through. And I was feeling like I was drowning. I was feeling like I was alone, that I didn't have a way out. And not only did I feel that way, but I also didn't want to disappoint God.
Wow.
Because I made a commitment, I made a covenant to be married with someone, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know when the Bible talks about divorce, it kind of already gets you to that place where you're like, you have to find every way to fix this marriage.
And you did.
And I tried the hardest to get to that point. But the more I prayed about it, the more I was fighting, the more I knew that I was losing myself. Mm-hmm. So it was one of the hardest things that I've went through.
Now, there was a moment that you walked into this house in that season.
Yeah.
And I will never forget. And you walked into the kitchen. Your mom and I are there. We discerned right away. Mm-hmm. And you didn't say a word, but we discerned right away that something was really bad happening in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. And we asked you a simple question: how are you doing?
Yeah.
And you broke down and fell to the ground and began to cry out that you needed help, and that you were in a place that we didn't think that it was that far low and that dark. Amen. But thank God Almighty that we were able to intervene right there and begin to intercede for you and pray. And I know something that night, because we asked that question. Sometimes we got to ask people, how are you doing? And don't just assume that they're doing great. Everything looks, because sometimes we hide the pain, and sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we want to look like everything is fine, and we don't know how to address it, and we don't know how to ask for help because we're embarrassed. We it's difficult, the conversation. They might take it the wrong way. You just don't want to share that stuff.
Yeah.
But you were at a state that it was so urgent that that voice had to be said, like, do you need help? Like, hear that sound of someone caring.
Well, the thing is,
talk to me about that.
Like, we tend to put a facade on, right? And that's what I did. For a long time, going through what I was going through, I put a facade on that you guys wouldn't be able to see what I was going through. Neither the people from church, neither my friends, none of my close family, because I tried my best to hide what was going on behind scenes.
Wow.
But then it gets to a point where it's exhausting to wear a fake mask all the time. It's not your identity, it's not who you are. You can't, I felt like I couldn't breathe anymore, because once you put that facade on all the time, it's like you're living in lies. You're like pretending to be happy when you're not, mm-hmm. pretending to be okay when you're not. And that was my roughest moment. So when you ask, how are you doing? That was like fresh air for me to just let go of that, like take that mask off. Because I remember telling you, mm-hmm. I felt like I was in a roller coaster, mm-hmm. over and over. And I felt like I was stuck and the seatbelt couldn't get off.
Wow.
So just that question as parents as well, when you asked me that, I was like, I need to let go of everything right now. This needs to stop. So
you enter into a process right there of brokenness and restoration, and God began to do something amazing in your life. And we instantly, after that prayer and after that release, mm-hmm. of all that you had inside, we instantly felt a dramatic shift in your life.
Yeah.
Like a light bulb turned on, like hope arrived. Something began to cover you. And we know in the spiritual realm what it was. Mm-hmm. It was the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that came in and said, I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to take you out.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
not over. You think it's over, but it's not over. It's just the beginning of something new, a new chapter. Because what was hurting you and what was putting you down, what was trying to destroy you, was exposed. Mm-hmm. And because it was exposed, it needed to leave. And because it left, God began to do something new. Am I right?
No,
I just felt 100%. Something. Talk to me about that.
And also, it's just the fact that us women, I'm founded by God, raised in the Christian home. I am a worshiper. So I serve in the church. And the question that kept coming to my mind was, why me? You know, why am I in this situation? Mm-hmm. What's going on here? But then it's like when the Holy Spirit intervened, it also has to do with what you guys as parents embedded in me from the start. So that already helped, just already being founded by Christ. That already helped right there in my situation, because I know who to rely on, who to depend on in situations when things like this happen.
Yeah, and we were hurting. We were hurting because we knew everything that was happening. Mm-hmm. Not like everything, but we knew that something was off and something was really, really hurting your life. And we were like, man, Stephanie doesn't deserve that. Stephanie is such an amazing, humble, sweet person. And that hurt us because we never saw anything evil about you. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about the teenage thing, you know, it wasn't nothing drastic. No. It was just like about to lead you someplace else, but you never got there. You never crossed that line.
Exactly.
But the enemy was pushing you there, but you never crossed it. And thank God for that mm-hmm. he saved you. But at the same time, we always felt like, what is going on here? You know, let me tell you this, you know, you were the first one to, when we started the ministry with the church, you know, the church thing. I'm going a little bit ahead of myself because I felt like saying this, you know, that's just to reveal your heart. You were the first one to sow $1,000 seed to the church to buy the first piano.
I do remember that.
It was like, I would blow
my
mind. I
was so proud. I was like, yes.
Yeah, you gave us the first $1,000, you know, and we were like, no way. And we brought the piano for the church. But that's the kind heart you have. And we were like, man, like, what is going on? Why is this happening to Stephanie? But God knows it all, mm-hmm. you know. And we then saw you raise JJ, Josiah, and you're doing,
as
you know,
single mom.
Your single mom thing, you know, with pride, you know, pride and in a good way, you know, humble, you know, focused. And look at JJ now, you know, an influencer, everything that you have deposited in him, a humble kid, loves God. You know, talk to a single mom that this feels like she can't do this, you know.
Yeah.
How did you were able to navigate all of these situations, all of this sidetracks and derailment, and still have a positive influence in your child and still have a positive influence to yourself to believe God?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Don't get me wrong. Through that process of being a single mom, I did go through depression. I did go through anxiety.
Wow.
You know, I went through so much because the devil just knows what ways and how to attack your mind. So in the middle of the night, there was nights that I would cry. I would be like just in a different world because he just knows what to put inside your head.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Especially when you're isolated from everyone. Mm-hmm. But it's just knowing that my strength relies on God and not myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what helped me got through, because I have a Bible verse. It says, Isaiah 41, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And this Bible verse I read all the time, because as a single mom, it's hard to do things by yourself. But I left my life in his hand because I knew at the end of the day, there's a reason why I'm going through this process. There's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So I know that God is in control. So, and not only that, I was also thinking about my son as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I
what
feel,
is he seeing?
Yeah, like if he sees me weak, what does that say? You know, if he sees me crying, if he sees me struggling. So I had to do what's best as a mom to uphold something greater for my child.
Wow.
For him to see that everything is okay, that God is in control, that God, this house is founded by God, and everything will be fine as long as you keep it in his hands. So raising my child, I wanted him to see that mom has this because her life is in God's hands.
Wow. So what was the determining factor that shift everything to stay in ministry? Because through all of this, you still was worshiping.
Yeah.
You still was active in church. All of this, you know, what helped you stay in the kingdom stuff? Like focus in the things of the Lord, because that's hard to motivate somebody else while you crush, to empower somebody else while you feel sometimes that you're alone and with no hope and the season is not shifting. So how did you, you know, what do you think that gave you the strength? I know you read a Bible verse, but what else you think gave you that that hope that you needed to push forward?
Well, worship is just my getaway as well. Like, worship is where I can let go of everything that I have within myself and leave it onto the altar for God to intervene. So I feel like the word of God has been sustaining my life in the process of it all. It's okay. Just leaning into the word of God and knowing who you are in Christ, what he can do for you, and continue doing that. But as well as when it comes to ministry, yes, it was very difficult to be able to be up in the altar and give your worship, your 100% worship, while you were also feeling some type of way inside. But it's just the fact that I know the God that I serve, and I know that he has a calling and a purpose for me, and that was to be a worshiper. There's blood in my hands. There's lives at stake that's probably struggling even more than what I'm going through, you know? So I felt like I was, like, God depended on me to be that worshiper. And that's what also motivated me to keep on going, because I knew through my process, God has it under control.
That's right.
So it's not, it was hard, but it's how you shift your mind. You have to have a shift of mindset.
So after so many years alone, raising Josiah, just being empowered by the Holy Spirit to push forward alone, we were praying on the other side, saying, Lord, this amazing daughter of ours cannot stay alone. No, it's not happening. And we're like, she has to leave that room. She has to come out. She should be happy. She should have a partner, a person alongside her that will empower her, that will encourage her. And God sends you a humble man.
I mean, I didn't want to stay alone either. So.
God, no, truly, you know, and I'm your father, and that's hard. Some fathers be like, nah, he's not the right dude. God sent you, you know, an awesome man of God, amen, that complements your ministry, and you guys have become a power couple together. Oh, yeah. I see him active in the church and taking different ministries, you know, and just pushing it forward for the Lord. Talk to me about that, that arrived to your life.
It's such an amazing
for a woman
feeling.
Or for somebody that's waiting and waiting and waiting, that maybe didn't work out at the beginning. Yeah. And, you know, they feel like they're a victim and the church hurts them and you got to stay alone. You have to stay. No, God sent you a man of God because that's what you deserve.
But it's,
you know,
all about so prayer,
to
too.
Talk
it's
to me
all
about that.
Prayer. Because I just did not want to be alone. And we're not meant to be alone.
That's
right.
We're
meant to find love out there. And although I messed up the first time, God has a plan for me. This is why we cannot rush. This is why we cannot rush into things. We cannot rush into relationship. God knows best, and we have to keep things in prayer and allow God to just take over the path for you. So keeping it in prayer and praying that God will send someone that I can love, because it was hard seeing you and mom, like, the fact that you guys have such an amazing marriage, seeing my brother and his wife. I always prayed for someone like that in my life, always. And I'm like, one day I know that God has that man for me. And I mean, in the Bible, it says Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. And that I grabbed onto that word and I said, I believe that my husband will come.
Amen.
I believe that he's going to be the one. And I also said that this will be the last, and that's it. And that he will complement what I have going on right now.
The entire family. Yeah. JJ loves him too.
Everybody
JJ loves him. Everyone.
Oh, amen. For sure. It's been
you
such a
You
want to
give him
blessing.
A shout out?
Shout
podcast?
Out to my baby. To my husband.
Hey. What's his name?
Look.
I got his last name wrong.
Douglas.
Why did I get
Damasceno.
His last name wrong? But why? Where's he from?
Oh, he's Brazilian.
Brasileño.
Yes. I was gonna say Portuguese because we all
you see,
tend
you
to be like
got it wrong too, right?
No, but that's the language. It's just we always say, yeah, they're Portuguese, but it's Brazilian.
Exactly.
He's Brazilian. Awesome. An amazing man of God.
Humble.
Yes, and I've also seen a shift in his life too.
Yeah,
God is doing
shift.
A lot
yeah,
of things
on
it
that's
for
right.
sure. But that's what I said. You have to wait for the right one.
So what will you tell a single mom that's been waiting for that right one? What can you say to them that, you know, really changed that for you?
I would say just keep on holding on to the promises that God has for you.
And be selective in your choosing.
And be selective.
And be patient, I think. Be patient. Don't settle for anybody.
Don't settle for less.
There you go.
You are valuable.
That's right.
You are worth it. You are a dime, a ruby. And anyone that comes in your life needs to treat you that way. So I would say do not settle for less, nothing less than what how God sees you. And I already know that my husband sees me that way too, so...
So you and Josiah has become influencers.
Yeah.
On social media. Brandon, I mean, what's going on with you guys?
I don't know.
Because you guys are not chasing after this, but it's chasing after you.
Yes.
One time my dad told me this, and I will never forget. He said, when you are in alignment with God, when you are in agreement with God, when you do things just because you love God and to give him all of the glory, you don't have to chase after things. The blessing is chasing after you.
It comes to you.
It is chasing after you. And when he told me that, it blew my mind. I'm like, wow. Because he's like, there are so many blessings that have come to his lap that he never even prayed for. Mm-hmm. But because God knows his heart and the desires of his heart, he sends it. I remember going to a church to sing and worship. And I left that church. And when I'm on the road driving, you know, I sold some of my CDs and I'm driving on the road. I see this SUV and it's like this pickup truck and he's like honking the horn and I'm what's going on here? And I thought it was like road rage and he's like after me and he's like, pull over. And I'm like, is it a cop? What is it? I'm like, I'm done. So I pulled over and there's a man that was at the service and he says, the Lord, while you were preaching and singing, told me to go to the ATM, take out $400 and give it to you.
Only God.
And then you left.
Only God.
And he said, no, I'm chasing after this guy.
Yeah.
So that right there connected the dot that what my dad said. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here going home, and the blessing is chasing after me. Yep. Stop your car.
And I mean, I would have been scared to stop my car. But
then you have people like begging and knocking on doors. Man, when God has something for you, God will open those doors.
Oh,
you don't
for
even
sure.
have to beg nobody. You don't have to chase after nobody. And
like
that's
you
what
said,
God has done for you.
It's the heart, but it's also your motives behind why you're doing
you
certain
that's
things.
That's right.
So it's like, I didn't go on social media just to become famous or to get the money or to get... No, that wasn't my motive. My motive was to impact lives.
So you began to impact lives, and now you have like 1.5 million followers on TikTok and all kinds of people sponsoring you, blessing you, sending gifts to JJ...
It's
sending
such
stuff to
a
you.
Huge
I mean,
blessing.
Like, but it came in your worst moment.
I know.
Which is
that's
the craziest thing.
Yes. It's the craziest thing.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know how. Like, only God. Only God.
Because you couldn't work because you take care of your son, single mom. You like, what am I going to do? You know, you had to stop your career, all that stuff to attend to him. And then God says, you know what? Go out and do some videos. I'm going to finance
That's
you.
All I did. I was just like, I just posted a video with JJ and I, and right there, it just started elevating. I'm like, wow,
And
God.
Then JJ comes out with a line, you know, to make it, you know, butter on top, you know, like a cherry on top. He says, you know, let me tell you a secret.
Let me tell you a secret.
I mean, this guy has like so many secrets. I'm like, unbelievable. But it goes everywhere. And it's just, it's positive, you know, messages that he's sending out there
and
many people
teaching
are,
him too.
And many people are being blessed, you know, it's educating him to work for it, you know, and all this stuff, man. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Because
you're using it for the glory of God.
Oh, 100%. Which is crazy because at first it was just all fun and games in the sense of just posting videos of me and him joking around or our relationship. And it's now that, like, my heart is starting to shift because it's 1.5 million souls.
Wow.
And the things
the
that
responsibilities
I...
The
Oh, my
have.
God. The things that I'm seeing on social media is, like, what am I doing as a follower of Christ? What am I doing as a worshiper to kind of impact these lives that are on my page? So spreading these positivities has been such a beautiful thing. I've been getting messages from moms, parents, kids telling me, thank you so much for these words of encouragement, for your page that's just been clean pure.
Say that again.
I mean clean. Like, when do you get messages like
this? Nothing is not even PG now anymore.
It's not, but it's horrible. Amazing to receive these messages, because I know that at the end of the day, God is using these videos to impact these people, you know, and we want to continue doing that. And it's also teaching my son how to minister.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this, at 4 years old, he's up here preaching through his secrets.
So we're ending now because we're like 30 minutes. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of things that people don't know that you do behind the scene. And I think we're like kind of like shadows, because there's, I don't know what. Ooh. Do we have anything in common? Because I know that I don't give up, and if I need to learn something, let's go. And you have,
I'm like,
you're doing worship at the church. You're doing, you know, you're doing the creatives, and you overseeing a lot of stuff, and just giving people, you know, diamonds and nuggets, and helping them be better. And they, you know, giving God glory. You're not taking any credit. And then here at the house, if people don't know, you're like on point with everything, like the decorations for the 10th year anniversary, you know, designs and creatives and so many different things. You know, like, you have said yes to the Lord in multiple areas of your life. Amen. And it's like 90% of your life when you wake up is for the kingdom.
It's for the kingdom. But I love it.
And then you merge your husband. I see him like on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the laptop. Everybody is working for the kingdom and for the glory. And the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and the rest will be added to you.
Yep.
You know, what your desires, your dreams, God will take care of that. So, you know, we want to honor you because of that, because there's a lot of things you do that people don't know, that we don't talk about, you know. So you have raised the bar in the sense that it was a single mom, but you defeated that.
Yeah.
The enemy wanted to crush you. You defeated that, you know, as a single mom. So don't become a victim, you know, become a conqueror.
Yes.
Like the word says, be more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be like, oh, me, I'm hurting. What are you going to do different that's going to cause change in your life? Because you reacted. Your reaction to those situation is what got you where you're at now.
Oh, for sure.
Because you responded in a way of a positive way. You said, you know, this is not going to kill me. This is going to take me further in the kingdom of God. And we are all witness of what's happening right now.
The evidence is showing, for sure. Evidence is showing.
To close, what can you say to someone out there, a young girl that might be struggling, single mom, you know, someone, there's so many points that we talked right
I
now,
know.
You know, marriage, you know, raising a kid,
teenager,
worshiper, you know, influencer. I mean, 30 minutes is not going to cut it.
I know.
I mean, we need like an hour. Brandon took 40 minutes and I'm cutting you at 32 and we're already 33, you know, and I'm upset right now because I didn't even press the record button, but that's okay. We're going to figure out how to download this and put it on YouTube, because everybody got to hear this. Stop laughing.
Oh my God.
The devil is a liar, but they're going to hear what you had to say because it's so powerful. Okay. So go ahead, you know, recover from that.
Yes.
And tell somebody a word in a nutshell that can be life changing for them. Express some hope.
Express some
really
hope.
Quick in a minute.
You're beautiful and wonderfully made.
Wait, let me put the camera on you now.
Oh,
there you go.
You are beautiful and wonderfully made. You have a purpose that God wants you to just step into. Do what you can. Do the best that you can to sustain your relationship and be founded in God. And no matter what comes your way, the enemy is a liar, because you are worth more than what you think you are. And I know that there's plans for you. I know that there's a future for you. Keep holding on to the promises that God has made for you, because I know in the midst of darkness, it could be so hard to even see clearly. But I guarantee you, with someone that went through so much, you will get there. I promise you that.
That is awesome. Amen. There you have it. Episode 5, Above All with Stephanie. Amen. So I know that this has edified your life and blessed you. And I'm just going to pray, man. Just if you're there, just close your eyes and let us pray. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you. May this episode be a life-changing episode for your life. May the Lord bless you, and every word that came out of Stephanie's mouth, may it empower you. May you see God in a different way. May hope come into your home, wherever you are. I declare and decree right now, change will come to your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, share this episode on Facebook. Also on YouTube, when we upload it, we're going to figure it out. We're going to upload it. Amen. Also, the podcast. You can find all that information on our pages. Amen. So, hey, subscribe to our channel. We just want to spread a conversation, a friendly yes. conversation with host Israel, myself, amen, praise the Lord, and Out of the Box. So God bless you, man. Take care. Thank you for logging in with us today. Amen. We love you guys.